when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, here we are, folks. This is that Eddie Miller, the old ambassador. That's me. I'm telling you what, I don't think I've ever felt better in my whole life. I hope we got a good audience out there tonight because, I've announced it in the past last week. Today at about 8:30 a.m., I've turned 72 years old. And I'm going to tell you what, today is Easter. And let me tell you why it is. Because I was born on Easter Sunday, 1947. You know, and I hear all these so-called pseudo-intellectuals, these dead poets, you know, they're always screwing with the calendar, screwing with the time, the daylight savings time, daylight wasting time, etc. Well, you know what? They got their schedule, and they got their calendar, and I've got mine. So they can hell with all their timetables and their Mayan calendars and stuff. So today's Easter. I'm celebrating Easter Sunday, and I'm celebrating my 72nd birthday. I feel so good. I'm not kidding you. I've never felt so good physically, mentally, my whole life. The reason I'm telling you all this, I feel like I'm going to bust through the ceiling. I feel so good. I celebrated with a little half marathon run yesterday. Just got up and just took off and did me a little 13.1 mile run. I can run a marathon before a cat can lick his butt. And I couldn't listen. And I'm telling you that because I just want to build you up a little bit. I just want to inspire you. Back as early as 10 years ago, 2007, I was in cardiac intensive care. I've got brain damage in three places in my brain. And I'm not saying that to brag, but it's just a miracle I can walk. It screws with my blood pressure. I used to be on 18 pills a day, psychotropic drugs, seizures. I saw every doctor the Army had after I came home from across the waters. I've seen every doctor the VA has had, a nephrologist, a cardiologist, neurologist, psychiatrist. I've seen them all. And now I only see one doctor every 6 months. He's my gateway doctor. I'm on three blood pressure medicines where I used to be on 18 to 24 pills a day. Just to reiterate, I feel like I could whip a lion. I really do. I just feel so great. All I can do is sit here and do this radio show. But I tell you what, I cannot tell you how much I love this radio show. I love coming in here and talking to people every week. But with that, I'm getting just really carried away. My wife has been so good to me today. My birthday will be going on today and tomorrow. But before we go any further, before I jump all the way through the ceiling, we're going to go do what we always do. We're going to give thanks for everything. I mean, I feel so good. I thank God. I could have died, man. I've been close to death several times. All my friends know all about it. But before we go another inch, we're going to turn this radio program over to my dear brother Lee Cochran. He's going to do the prayer, folks. And we'll tell you about what we got planned for the rest of the show. So if you will, everybody bow your head, and we're going to pray to before I almost forgot, well, I told you it's my birthday, but I've got to say one more thing. It's April the 6th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't ever want to forget Jesus Christ. So anyway, carry it away, Lee, my brother. Give us a prayer, fella.
Okay. Everybody bow their heads. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day and all our blessings. And please help us sustain us through tough times. We know you gave evil cancer, and that's why it's fighting. It knows its days are numbered, and that's why it's fighting us. And please help us to see through evil and manipulation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Lee. You know what? I like to pray, but I'll have to admit, I'm not as good at it as some other people. And Lee, in my opinion, Lee comes straight from the heart. He's such a wonderful guy. I just found out the other day, he used to be a Presbyterian. when he says used to be the Presbyterian Church, like all others. Lee was regaling to me that they had two lesbians, I believe. It's two lesbian ministers in his church. Lee's about 60 years old. He grew up in the Presbyterian Church, which used to be a hardcore Christian church. But they're going the way of everybody else. You know, it's they say that the Catholic, they used to say that the Catholic Church was going to be the whore of Babylon. Well, I've come to the conclusion that the entire church just about is becoming to be the whore of Babylon. I'm getting off on these stinking rabbit trails that I always get off on. But what we're going to talk about tonight, we had Jacob Tyler, my other little co-host, scheduled to come in tonight, but he's had a little difficulty. He's going to try to make it the second hour. Me and Sam were talking at the break. He kind of said, that's live radio, House. So anyway, we're going to try to get Jacob in here the second hour. We had another fellow. You people know him. His name is Rick Borden. He's the father of the imprisoned Daniel Borden. Daniel Borden was arrested when he was 18 years old because he defended himself in Charlottesville. Well, Daniel's dad, Rick, Daniel can't call in. He was going to try. He can't make it tonight. Rick was scheduled to call in around 5:30 tonight. Since Jacob couldn't make it, I reached out to Rick. He may call in in the next few minutes, or he may not be able to call in at all because he has this crappy job, you know, where his schedule's all moved around. But anyway, just to give you a little outline, excuse this hack, y'all. I've got this never-ending Memphis trip. Me and Lee, we have our never-ending war to protect the first. Lee's got me laughing already. Our never-ending war against these wonderful Baptists. You know, they just hate the First Amendment. I think we went over this last week some. Lee can correct me if I'm wrong. We've gone to the police department. We're trying to put a few little troops together. We've got some guys from the League of the South that are going to come with us. And listen, what we're doing, we're going back with our signs. I'm just bringing you people up to date on what we're doing. And plus a few other announcements I got to make. We're going back with our signs. We've already gone through the channels, the legal channels. And we've been assured by the mayor in the city and the Memphis Police Department that we are within our rights, our legal rights to go and put our little, I don't even call it a protest, I call it an educational program, with our signs, Free Palestine. You know, as you people know, I'm preaching to the choir, Israel, that outlaw nation that was put in 1948 at the point of a bayonet, and the guns backed by the United States, which, you know, the United States, we're the dog being wagged by the tail of Israel. And when Israel says jump, we say how high. Also, Britain, they went in and put Israel in over Palestine. Excuse this hack. So anyway, we're protesting the violent takeover of Palestine. We're saying Free Palestine. We're saying also our signs say open borders for Israel and gun control for Israel because they're pushing that crap down here on us here in the United States. So that's one thing we're doing. Also, people, I hear the music. When we come back, we have to make a couple more announcements, and we're going to start rocking and rolling on these endless news stories we have. So we'll see you right back in a few minutes.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Welcome back to Blood River Radio. Excuse me if I got a little bit excited the first segment of, you know, I can't believe I'm 72 years old and have all this energy. It's really, I guess a lot of people think that I'm manic depressive. We used to call it manic depressive, and now I think they call it bipolar, but I just have so much friggin' energy. It's really hard to control. That's why I have to do so much running. But anyway, I tell y'all that because I consider the people that tune into our show regularly. I know we have some moles and some people probably hate our guts, but I think the vast majority of the people that tune in probably love us like we love y'all. I mean, I know we're not perfect, but we do love y'all. You know, people, I'm just going to give a general statement now. You know, I thought I had a pretty good idea of how the world worked. But the way I had it worked out, I think I was probably about 40 to 50 years behind the sign of times. The more I researched for this show, they realize how much further behind I am and that there's so many facts that you can't hardly find out. For instance, let me start off with kind of like, and Lee's going to chime in when he gets ready. If you'd asked me just a few months ago, here's what I would have said we needed to do to straighten out the world. And really, I'm not really concerned about the world as much. I'm concerned about the United States of America. You know, God can take care of the rest of the world, but, you know, we can't take care of the whole world. Here's what I would say that we have to do to straighten out the United States of America. Number one, probably first and foremost, we need to abolish the Federal Reserve. They should have been abolished a long time ago. It's an illegal outlaw organization. The Federal Reserve, to use a cliche, is neither federal nor do they have any reserves. You will find them in the blue pages with business listings right next to Federal Express. You won't find them in the government listings, in the government pages. We need to get rid of those. And I know Sam will go along with this because Sam is the biggest constitutionalist I know. And we need to go back to a constitutionally based money system. The money system that the Nazis had back in the 30s was great. I'd have to research that more. But since I don't know as much about that as other people do, I'm going to stick with the monetary system that our founding fathers gave us, and that the dollar was based on silver. It wasn't based on gold. A lot of all of us have been taught, but it was based on silver. We need to get rid of that and get it. See, it's get that the Federal Reserve, the few elite banks, banksters owned by our brothers, sons of Abraham, by the Jews. They own those. They own the banks. And I could go on teach another class on inflation, how they manipulate the stock market, the commodities market, the bond markets, and they manipulate. They even manipulate the price of gold and silver. Me and Lee talked about that 100 times. Okay. The secondly, we need thing that we need to do is equally important. Excuse this hack, y'all. It's just this Memphis back drip, plus one of the blood pressure medicines I'm on. I'd like to apologize that about that hack again. We need to get rid of the United Nations. We need to get us out of the United Nations. If it was up to me, we would implode where the United Nations is right now, or we'd make like a pig farm out of it. We need to get rid of the United Nations. They do not have our interest at heart. Also, we need to get out of NATO, and we need to not have any dealings with the European Union at all. NATO, I would ask you people, and this is maybe a rhetorical question, why do we still have NATO? The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was put in place after World War II, supposedly to guard against the big bad wolf of the Soviet Union. You know, never mind the fact that the United States built up the Soviet Union, built it up every tooth, every nail, every piece of steel in their industry. You know, the largest truck plant in the world during World War II was built by Ford Motor Company in the Soviet Union. And so we built up Russia. You know, they were the Soviet Union. Russia was the enemy. It was to quote Dr. What was his name with the Hoover Institute? Dr. Hoover. Anyway, I can't remember his name right now. Come to me later. He's really brilliant, though. He wrote a series of volumes. It was titled The Best Enemy That Money Can Buy. I bet Sam knows about him. Could tell you what his name was. Anyway, we need all NATO is doing right now, you know, is trying to protect against an enemy that doesn't exist. Okay, the second thing we need to do, we need to get totally get rid of Hollywood. We need to get Hollywood the hell out of here. We need to go in and totally clean them out and get rid of the people that own Hollywood right now and put in, you know, whatever it takes. I don't care if it's legal or illegal. We got to go in and clean out Hollywood and get rid of the stinking Zionists that run that place. And if we keep it, if we keep Hollywood, we need to have people, we need to resell it, auction it off, the money to good Christians, and that the money in the government pot. Another thing we need to do, we need to go in and clean house. We need to go into the university systems in the United States. We need to go in and get rid of every stinking atheist in all the university systems. You know, good Christian people built up university systems in the United States. We need to go in there and clean them out and clean that place out and place them with Christians. So, you know, if we get rid of them, all the online Christians, that means you're going 90% of those people you get rid of that are gone are going to be Jews. So that's what we need to do. And I'm going to get to later, if I can keep myself under control, how some of that is maybe a little, some of that information is a little bit dated. Some of the stuff I found out while researching with this show. By the way, you have anything to chime in on that?
Well, I would just say we better just do everything legal, Eddie. I don't want to have to come visit you in prison and you know, write you letters from prisons. Let's try to do everything legal, and we got to maintain freedom of speech and everything, and freedom of conscience. That's First Amendment too. I got to sort of keep you in balance, check and balance, Eddie.
Well, you know, like I say, they got their rules and I got mine, but you're right. You're right there, Lee. You know, you could say, I know, and I'm coming from kind of a, maybe you might say a kind of an amateur here, but you got lawful and you got legal. And I'm lawful would be, you know, what I would consider anything that's based on the Bible, the Holy Bible, the King James Bible. And it was enshrined in the Constitution of the United States, basically the Declaration of Independence. You know, if we were to go by the Declaration of Independence, Lee, and you may or may not agree, we wouldn't even need the Constitution. I mean,
I got to study some more about that. Some people say, well, you know, the Declaration has no legal standing in our laws, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, you know, that's a good point. You know, the trouble is we get too legalese. I know I'm always hearing about, you know, Dr. Hill's always talking about how they're being lawyerized, legalized, whatever. They're having lawsuits up to the yang yang right now. In fact, I've got to talk to him. And in fact, that's one announcement I forgot to make. I'm so forgetful, Lee. Excuse me. I was supposed to announce, you know, I told you all about Harrison, Arkansas last week. The last week, the last 3 days of April, that would be the 26th, 27th, and 28th of April, if I remember right. They're having the big shindig over in Harrison, Arkansas. Me and Lee have promised them we're going to come over there. It's going to cost us some money, a good bit of money to go over there. Also, in June, we announced June 7th, there's going to be in what is that place up there? It's where Nathan Bedford Forrest home place, his home site is. Oh, golly. I was talking about the Lee right before the show. We're supposed to be there June the 7th. Well, we're also trying to get a rally organized in Forrest City, Arkansas, in the big park over there, in the Village Creek State Park. Folks, we've been cut off again. We'll cover this right back when we come back, and I promise you we'll get into some more meat. So please hang on. We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump tells the Republican Jewish coalition in Las Vegas today the economy is up, the military is stronger, and the U.S. relationship with Israel is the strongest it's ever been. The president also talked about his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
North Korea, we're getting along with North Korea. Let's see how it works out. But we have a good relationship. Don't forget, I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. When I first came in, they were setting rockets and nuclear explosions and a lot of things were happening. Can't tell you what's going to happen, how to walk from the one deal. Was it going to be a right deal? But we have a great relationship. We'll see what happens. I hope we're going to be able to do something.
The president says after threatening to shut the southern border, Mexico's president stepped up and is doing more to stop the flood of migrants coming to the border. Trump also promised to have hundreds of miles of border wall up by the end of next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
President Donald Trump and his attorneys say they'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court before bowing to Democrats' calls for his tax returns. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell tells CNN they're staying within the law.
He went directly to the IRS commissioner, Mr. Reddick. We didn't go to the President of the United States. We didn't go to the President's lawyers. They've never rejected a request like this, the IRS, and we think the law is behind us.
But Republican attorney Andrew Stoltman tells CNN he disagrees.
Trump ends up fighting this. It'll go to the district court. The Supreme Court will review it, and you have to have a legitimate purpose, not just a fishing expedition, and that is what you guys are doing.
Making private tax information public is a felony, punishable by up to 5 years. The president is being sued by 20 states over his national emergency declaration. They say they're trying to prevent $1.6 billion from being siphoned away from fighting drug trafficking and funding for military construction projects to pay for a border wall. This is USA Radio News.
being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, welcome back, people. Welcome back to Blood Grateful Radio. This is April the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. As I was telling y'all before we went to the break, and a matter of fact, in our first segment, how I feel so good. It's my birthday. I just feel like I could run through the stinking wall. It's really hard to me to be. Hey, I'm 72 years old today. And, you know, I'm talking to Sam right now. Y'all can't hear us talking to Sam, but Sam tells me all kinds of good advice. Yeah, hey, they can hear me. Hey, y'all can hear me talking to Sam, but y'all can't hear Sam talking to me. But Sam is, I tell you what, there's nobody like Sam in the world. He's the most level-headed guy I know. We wouldn't have this radio show. There, no radio shows that you know, the Blood River Radio, Political Cesspool, one of my heroes, the constitutional lawyer. What's her name now, Sam? That we had her on the show once before years ago. Oh, the constitutional, Chris Ann Hall. She's one of my heroes. Without Liberty News Radio, none of these radio shows would be in existence. They would all just be a twinkle in their mother's eye or in the ozone layer somewhere. But y'all, I'm rattling on. I'm so fired up tonight. We have a great guy coming on tonight. I don't know whether to laugh or wish him well or congratulate for coming on. Thank you for coming on or to cry because he's been through so much hell. But his name is Rich Borden. He's been on before. Y'all all know his son, his 18-year-old son, who was arrested in Charlottesville, Arkansas, for simply just defending himself against a black communist thug. You know, the communist thug was trying to beat him to death and trying to beat other people to death. And Dan, the 18-year-old Daniel Borden, the hero he is, he came to the aid of his fellow people. And so he being incarcerated because of that. Now, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to go to Rick. Rick, how are you doing, my brother?
Oh, pretty good, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I tell you what, I don't know how to do any better. I can't believe how much. A lot of people think, I'm not kidding you, Rick. A lot of people see me, I'm 72, and they think I'm on some kind of drug, on some kind of amphetamine or something. But you know, and I'll tell people, I eat. If you had a $10 million racehorse and you were heading him out for stud, that's how I eat. I don't eat any junk. I seldom ever, I drink alcohol a little once in a blue moon. I seldom ever do that. All I live to run. I run to live. And you know, I'm lift weights now, and I'm high on God. And now in the night, sometimes every night, about 5 days a week, I wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning thinking it's all is hopeless. To hell with the radio station, the hell of the United States government, it's all gone to hell. And then I'll get up and I'll take a run early in the morning. The sun comes up and I'm ready to do battle again. And that's why one of the reasons we're here, I'll tell you what, and I'll tell people before I go back to you, Rick, the reason Blood River Radio is in existence is because there is, right now, as we're talking, there's a global white genocide. Every program we ever have had on this radio show and every program we will have will be connected either directly or indirectly with the global white genocide. And what your son, the great Daniel, the hero Daniel, who's a better man than 95% of the 50 and 60 and 70 year olds like me are, is because he was defending his race. He was defending his culture, his people. And now with that, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to go to Rick. Rick is going to give us an update on his son and on how he's doing. There's been some good developments there, Rick. Tell him about the good developments, my brother.
Well, Dan's doing real well. I get a bit hesitant about, you know, his location and stuff like that. He's in a lower level secure place, which has schools. He's getting outside. Charlottesville had him. He didn't see the light of day for over a year in Charlottesville, and he never got outside. The only time he got outside was being transported between the jail and the courts. So, just right off the bat, he's getting outside a lot. He's liking that. He's comfortable, you know. He's trying to get into the welding school there, which is quite good. Maybe some online college classes. So I just talked to him today. His spirits are up. You know, he's looking forward to getting out and getting back home and getting on with his life. So he's becoming more well-read every day. He reads everything that I send him. I send him a lot of Civil War magazines. He just digests them. I mean, my son cannot get enough of military history, and that's why he was in Charlottesville. It was all about that. You know, it was preserving military history, and to him, that's extremely important. So, but he's doing very good. And happy birthday to you, sir.
Hey, well, thank you so much. I was telling the audience before you came on, I kind of celebrated yesterday. I went out and ran a little half marathon, just a hell of it. My wife got me, she got me with this thing called a camel, because I'm going to do some off-trail running. One of the things I want to do, if I can get, I have a very wealthy friend who, if I can get the shekels out of him, he said he's going to be my team leader. I want to go out to Zion National Park next spring. It's going to be in March. I want to do the Zion 100 before I die. That's on my wish list, but I want to do that. My wife bought me this camel, and it could handle. I can carry up about 3 or 4 liters of water in that thing. I took it out yesterday. I didn't need. I only drank about a liter and a half on my run. It got pretty hot here in Memphis, but I did that run. I just felt so great, man. I thought I was going to fly. Something's going on with me, man. My best friend, who's the board certified guru MD, he said that all this running I'm doing is getting my hormones. He said they're going wild, because even though I'm 72 years old, I'll have to say that the girls have never looked better. You know, I guess because all this the testosterone, and also along with with your dopa, your methyl dopa, all these other drugs, the serotonin, they're high levels when you do all this running. But shutting my mouth, I'm going off on these rabbit trails. You mentioned military history. One thing I'd like to ask you to ask Dan to read, but before I tell you what to read, I talked to a Marine colonel back in 2014. He told me something, Rich, I've never forgotten. He told me that amateurs study tactics, but professionals study logistics. And I think that's true. If you, in my opinion, there's never been a greater army in the world probably than General Nathan Bedford Forrest had, although it was real small, and also our Waffen SS brothers. No one, like, to quote G. Gordon Liddy, he said, nobody killed like the Waffen SS. They were some of the greatest soldiers in the world, but they just didn't have the logistics, and it seems like the logistics always win. You being an ex-military man, you would know more about that than I was. A draftee. I was drafted. I was a combat medic. I never fired a shot in anger. I just, hooked up plasma and gave epinephrine, all kind of so-called life-saving drugs. I think I probably killed as many as I saved, because the training wasn't that great for us draftees. But you know what? I was just talking to Sam during the break, and I'm going to shut up, believe it or not. I'm going to go to Lee. They have this thing called the road. The Chinese call it it's the Road and Belt Initiative with the Chinese, starting back about 2006, I believe they said, have started getting involved in infrastructure development in 152 countries and international organizations in Europe, Asia, Middle East, Latin America, and Africa. And guess who's running security there for them in the Middle East for only about a 1,500-mile swath is Israel. So anyway, I'm going to shut up. You might want to let him tune him on in on that, see if he can research that and find out all he can about that. And I think that's probably directly hooked up to what K. Bailey Hutchison says when they're in this, they call it the black box for Russia. They're in the Black Sea. The United States Navy screwing with the Russians with nuclear bombs at stake. I mean, my God, man, these people are crazy. And I'm going to shut up. Rick, what do you have to say about that?
And let me interrupt just a second.
Sure, go ahead.
If anybody on the station on the air has been keeping abreast of developments in Europe right now. And if they're not, I suggest they do, because as we're talking right now, nationalists are winning historic numbers of seats in European parliaments. Italy has fallen to the nationalists. Spain is due in their upcoming elections. The Vox Party is going to probably be sweeping many seats. For the first time in, I think, 30 years, Sweden has lost, I think, almost 24 seats to the nationalists. Germany has, they're in one of their southern provinces, has lost seats to the nationalists. Merkel has been rendered a lame duck. Paris right now is in complete turmoil. They had 200,000 some yellow-vested nationalists storm the streets, and they've been continuously doing it. The socialist globalist pig, Macron, continues to cower in his office, making idle threats. They are calling for his resignation and for the nationalist leader, Marine Le Pen, to step in. It's so bad in France right now. It's so bad that Macron is considering right now calling in the military.
Hey, Rick, that is great news.
Yeah.
I hear the music coming. We're going to come right back. That is fabulous news. It's too good to be true almost. People will be right back. Hold on. We're going right back to Rick when we come back, and then Lee's going to chime in any questions he has. See you in just a few minutes.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosherified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
I'm gonna be a, hell, I'm already a diamond, but I'm not as big a diamond as Lee is, and I'm not as big a diamond as Rick is. Rick, God bless you for coming on tonight. I hope, you know what, I hope we can do a little bit for our political prisoners. And before I forget, I'm going to throw one little thing out for my, I have a 90-year-old uncle. He's 90 years old. I talked to him last week, and he's still going strong. You know, he cuts firewood. He digs ditches at 90 years old. But he said his leg's getting him down. He can't get around like he once did. And his blood sugar's a little bit high. He wasn't taking his blood sugar medicine. And the reason I'm telling all y'all that, please pray for my 90-year-old uncle. He's the greatest man I've ever known. I tell you what, he's a better man than me. He's a better man than my dad was. He's my dad's youngest brother. I can't carry his dirty underwear. That's how much I respect that man. So if you would pray for him, I got to try to see him next week. And coming back, I'm going to try to whip back through Alabama to see my best friend there. So, people, that's just an aside. We're a family show here. So if you will, pray for your brothers here. And with that, Rick, we're back to you, fella. Go back. Continue where you were talking before we went to the break, please.
Well, it's you know, what's going on in Europe now is more or less it's validating, you know, what my son was standing for. And that's exactly what it's doing. It's the rise of nationalism back to traditional values. Christianity is on the rise back in Europe again. And so what's happening, and this is why MSNBC, CNN, ABC, this is why they've blacked it out. They don't want the American people to know what's going on in Europe. George Soros' front organization in Hungary, the officials over there received a visit recently from Hungarian state officials who politely but quietly told them, clear out of Hungary by sundown. We don't want anything to do with you, sir. So Soros is in full retreat right now. He's a satanic. We all know it. This is the man that put my son in jail. He put Jacob
Yes, he Kirkland is.
In
yes,
jail.
He is.
He put Mike Ramos in jail. This is the man that's been sponsoring this socialist-led effort in the United States, which is the most embedded, well-financed, and organized effort. What it is, it's a political genocide of white ethno-Europeans. They want to marginalize them, the socialists. That's the last remaining obstacle for their power grab. Make no mistake
Amen.
About it, people. What just happened with President Trump, what you just witnessed, when they peel the layers of this onion off, Trey Gowdy and Lindsey Graham are going to uncover the greatest political conspiracy this country's ever seen. This was a coup. It was led by top leaders of the FBI. It was led by a top leader in the CIA. It was led by people in the Department of Justice, and they almost pulled it off. It was an insurance policy that was put into place by this FBI, the same FBI that's been going around the nation, rounding up anybody that stands as a nationalist, no matter who they are. This bias has been uncovered in the FBI. Several of them have been fired. I think three of them are going to jail. I think Peter Strzok is going to jail. I think Andrew McCabe is going to jail, and I think James Comey. He may be very close to it. They're going to go ahead and depose these men. This was a coup, because if they had been able to impeach Trump, they would probably have gotten Pence, and that left the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, in charge. Think of it, folks. They own the House. Pelosi would have taken over the presidency by default, and they would have only been one or two seats away from taking over the Senate. Hello, socialism in the United States. This
Rick,
is a very serious thing that just happened.
How much faith do you really have in that, Rick? You know, we've heard so many of these, you know, these great things that are going to happen in the past, and something always happens, something always screws up. In your heart, do you really truly think that President Trump has the wherewithal? You know, because I got some other facts about him. Do you think he really has the wherewithal and the ability to go and get rid of all these people? I mean, after all, you know, his plank that he ran, and I'm not to be in devil's advocate. You know, he said he was going to lock up Hillary. We're going to have the wall. We're going to get rid of all these unconstitutional trade deals. And so far, I mean, he seems totally inept. He seems like he doesn't like he lacks the will. That's my first question. Does he have the will? Can he do it? Does he want to do it? Does he believe? And if he wants to do it, who's going to help him do all that? You know, who's going to put these people in jail? I mean, the FBI is nothing but satanic devils, you know, working against us, you know, working against any type of nationalist, like you said. You know, so who is he going to call in the Marines? And what the hell is he going to do?
Well,
go ahead, Rick.
First of all, the FBI, the vast majority of that organization are the best patriots we can find. The trouble was is a lot of rotten apples. A lot of rotten apples, whom I think they're your first generation millennials who have been educated in these socialist brainwash systems in these universities. The first generation of them got into the FBI, infiltrated it, and move their way all the way to the top, probably attaching their wagon to some top leftist politicians. So that put those people in key positions, especially Strzok. I mean, Rudy Giuliani said it best. He says, this is a really bad guy. Anybody that listened to his deposition was just shocked. I mean, the IG went in there and did an inspection, and the bias that they had found there among some of these top guys was just, they said it was just chilling. To use a word for it, it was chilling. Trump is running into an infrastructure, a socialist infrastructure that's blocking him at every road. What's going to have to happen for us to overcome these people? Because we're simply going to have to get out on the streets, and we're going to have to make our voices known. I know a lot of people right now, write your congressman, call in, do whatever it takes. You know, take a cattle prod to them, get them to move, because people are saying, we're tired. They're telling Lindsey Graham, we're tired of the rhetoric. We need to hold these men accountable, these people. We need to have trials. We need to find out if there's treasonous behavior. Because make no mistake about it, it's treason. If you try to undo a lawful, constitutionally backed election, a presidential election, and you try to maliciously interfere in that, they essentially tried to steal an election. They thought, apparently these coup leaders thought that Trump had no chance. And the insurance policy was the Russian collusion thing. And what did they do when in the unlikely event that Trump won, which he did? They went to the.
Well, let me chime in here a minute, Rick. Let me be devil's advocate just a minute, and not to be argumentative, but this same Trump that I had a lot of confidence in too, we found out that his son-in-law, what's his son-in-law's name now? Jared Kushner, and his wife, Trump's daughter-in-law, against all advice of all the Trump's best advisors. He gave him, they said no, that Jared Kushner was not going to get a clearance. First of all, Jared Kushner doesn't have enough brains to pour piss out of a boot. His dad bought his way into Harvard. He couldn't even got into the University of Memphis where I graduated. He probably couldn't have got into Westwood High School. He gets this top security clearance. And guess who Jared Kushner's best buddy is? It's the Jew Netanyahu. He said, I watched a little tape of him. He said, Jared, is it okay if I tell the people just how long we've known each other? Okay, well, he gets this top secret clearance. Then the Jared Kushner, the dumbass, excuse me, didn't mean to let that slip out. He goes a trotting over here to Israel. And see, he doesn't have the brains, like I said, to do. He has a handler. His handler is, in my opinion, is Netanyahu and all the Zionist Jews in Israel. He goes over there. He's making all kinds of deals, him and his wife, with Netanyahu, and they are in bed with the Russians, the Israelis. I was just talking to Sam during the break. The Israelis are running. They're giving technology to the Chinese. They're supplying security for the Chinese to come from the rail and truck roads all the way from China all the way to Europe, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess what I'm saying is I just don't have confidence in it, but I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to go to you, and we're getting ready to come up on a break, but I want Lee to save his questions. I'm shutting up. I don't want you to think I'm argumentative. I'm just giving out some other stuff that I found out that's really, really got me down on Trump. But go ahead.
Well, I would, you know, I don't even know who he is, frankly, but I tell you what, anymore, just about anything, if it's coming from your major media, I would discount it automatically. You know, I no longer watch any major media. I just don't. I get most of my information just hearsay, eavesdropping in on websites and stuff like that. That's how I find stuff out. I just can't trust anything that MSNBC and those folks are going to put out. CNN, I know, and MSNBC and ABC, I mean, their ratings all took a nosedive, but they're going to continue. They're going to continue to trudge out these people like Mad Cow, Don Lemon, the racist, Cuomo, the pedophile. They're going to continue to trudge these guys out because guys like Jeff Zucker, the CEO of CNN, they have unlimited firepower. And the goal is they want, this is a power grab. What happened with Trump is a power grab. And it all goes back to my son. People go, well, what are you talking about? Charlottesville is just a... No, it goes all back to that.
You still there?
Hey, Rick, hang on, my brother. Hang on, my brother. We've got to go to a break. I can't believe this first hour is gone already. You're on fire, my man. Thank you so much for being here. And hang on. We're going to bring you back to the first segment of the next break, of the next hour. Hang on, brother.